Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Some secrets are kept in the basement. Others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
Let's talk about another key piece in this, a filing that was put out there this week before the trial's about to begin. The defense wanting to call Keegan Klein to the stand. To refresh your memory on who Keegan Klein is, even before Richard Allen was arrested and charged with the deaths of Abby Williams and Libby German, they were looking at Keegan Klein, and for good reason. Two, he was online under the name Anthony Schatz on social media, luring in young girls under a false persona. Klein contacted numerous underage girls and then manipulated them into sending him sexually explicit images and video. He's been sentenced to 43 years in prison after pleading guilty to 25 felony counts there. There's also allegations that he was supposed to meet with one of the girls the very day of the disappearance. Gee, that's not suspicious at all. Gee, maybe we should look at him a little bit more. Not the CVS worker, but of course, that all went to hell. But they're requesting that him as a witness in this trial. What do you make of this? How do you think Judge Gall is going to handle this? Because this actually could be a pretty good defense to introduce reasonable doubt for Richard Allen.
Yeah, it can. And to be honest with you, I thought that Klein was on the list of can't do's. Like, mm-hmm. I know that like in the state's motion in limine to ace the Odins and, you know, all the Odin talk and all of the ritualistic murder talk and all of those five individuals that they had named. I thought Ron Logan and Keegan Klein were included in that list.
I did too. Yeah.
But I think what may have happened is that there was the state's forensic phone guy was doing one final updated cellulite extraction on Libby's phone, which the last time that we were in the hearings back in August for that 3 days of hearings, mm-hmm. I think it was the end of July, early August, he had stated that I'm hoping to get this report to the defense by, I think it was like August 13th. And maybe, just maybe, they found something in those reports that is a connection between Klein and this, or that Anthony Schatz account on Libby's phone, which certainly would be a nexus. That would be something that there's, I don't know how Gull would keep that out, because if that's not a nexus to the crime, I don't know what is. If they found communications between him drawing the girls up to the bridge that day, that would be pretty smoking gun evidence, and that certainly would qualify as a nexus to the homicide.
So, I would think that would change the whole case. When if we find that he was luring them out there that day, he says, "I never intended to do anything or meet with them. I was just tell that to everybody that Chris Hansen meets."
Well, Tony, at the hearing, it was kind of mind blowing because they went pretty in depth into Klein at their third party culprit hearing, very in depth, to the extent where it came out that Klein had basically sold his old man, Tony Klein, sold him out completely. Mm-hmm. And he had said that they had driven a red Jeep down to the bridge, that his father got out of the vehicle, was gone for a couple of hours and came back and he was muddy and bloody, and that they then drove over the bridge, and that's when they tossed the knife and the cell phone into the Wabash River, which ultimately law enforcement thought enough of it to drag that river.
Yeah.
So, but what came out also that at that hearing is that law enforcement said that, you know, they went to the cameras that they knew were in the area, the same ones that have seen vehicles coming and going, and that they were never able to place that red Jeep coming or going. The defense brought up, well, there's ways into Logan's property through the cemetery that wouldn't be caught on camera. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're obviously going for it, you know, and if they have that phone connection, if they have that data from the phone that puts them anywhere in terms of contacting Libby and drawing them out to the bridge that day. It's very interesting because, you know, the state came back during that hearing and said, look, well, you know, both their phones were at the residence. So, but who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Like, what about burners, man? It's like that means nothing. They could have had their phones because they're not idiots. They left those at the house.
Yeah.
And they're operating with burners, or they don't bring their phones, which is, you know, if you're going to be committing heinous crimes, it's advisable not to bring your cellular device with you because it's literally you're on the grid. It's a tracking device. It's going to, you know, you're caught.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be really interesting. There's going to be a lot of stuff. Like, this is not going to be a defense where they're just going to rest.
Yeah.
They are going to be putting a lot of evidence on, and it's going to be really interesting.
They've come this far. Hopefully they can get their case out there and the jury can hear
at least some semblance of it. I mean, look, they're going to attack the timeline.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. They're going to attack the investigation. There's no question about that. And they're going to try as much as they can to get as much reasonable doubt in there by pointing the finger at other people as much as Gull will let them get in.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll be a heck of a trial. And then you've got to balance that against there's going to be this war on these confessions that's going on. And I don't know if you saw it because you were probably working all morning, but the most recent motion that came out today was a motion where they were asking the court to certify Monica Walla, who was the prison psychologist or psychiatrist that was treating Richard Allen back when he was in Westville, the first prison he was at, and who was the doctor who was treating him when he was going through that psychotic break, when he was eating his own feces and running into the cinder brick wall with his head and made all these confessions during this 3-month period of time. Yeah. She was the doctor. Apparently, after that hearing, when she testified, unbeknownst to the defense, she lost her job. Which doesn't surprise me based on some of her answers on the stand that day. But apparently she actually lives in Cook County. And that makes her an out-of-state witness. They believe that the information that she has is material. So they're asking the judge to certify her as a material witness, making it easier for them to be able to issue those out-of-state subpoenas and haul her back to court in Indiana.
Yeah.
So that was filed today. So it's got all the earmarks for a real war in there, man.
Yeah. It's going to be super fascinating to watch. You're going to be in the courtroom fighting people in the morning. No, I'm taking that seat. Fight a valiant fight, my friend. I can't wait.
I shall.
All right. Bob Mata, defense attorney, podcast Defense Diaries. And we'll hear more from you all week from the courtroom.
You got it, brother.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.